Chapter 30, The Final Shot. Ajax and V both made their shots, bringing the score to 2-1. The Knocks still held the lead. Only one shooter from each team remained. The bleachers were boiling with anticipation and excitement. The Jerboas had screamed themselves hoarse, but they were still going at it. Boris and the rest of the Crocs were bunched together on their end of the floor, trying their best to strategize over the crowd noise. Over on the Knox side of the floor, Dawn stretched her legs in preparation for her shot. She licked the kiwi's feathers, slicking them down for maximum wind efficiency. She was ready. On the sidelines, Ciro, Julian, Ajax, Tobin, and Cora watched as the Fox took center floor. If she made this shot, they would win. They would have their victory and freedom. Bismarck waved his hands, calling for calm.
Ladies and gentlemen, silencio, por favor. The Fox is about to work her magic and win this game. Of course, she has already won my heart.
The whistle sounded and the bats dropped Harry to the marble. Thwack, thwack. Dawn scooped the spider and thundered down the floor. Thwack, thwack. Boris spread his limbs to cover all four corners of the goal. His tail curled between his legs, protecting against the dummy shot. Thwack, thwack. Dawn was closing in on the goal. She raised the kiwi high above her shoulder, squeezing it a bit tighter than usual. Eek! The bird opened her eyes, spotted Harry, and flinched. Dawn still managed to connect with the spider, but she shanked the shot wide. Harry banked to the left, arced over Boris, and hit the wall. No goal, said the bats. The crowd became quiet. Whispers filled the room.
Mon Dieu, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow nocturnals, what a twist, a malfunction of the equipment at a crucial time. Hearts are breaking here in the cave tonight. But don't lose hope yet, folks. Our knocks are still 1 point ahead.
Bismarck swirled his cape to add drama. The crowd was eating it up. And it all rides on this last shot. Boris's teeth were chattering with nervous excitement. The other Crocs chewed their sharp talons down to dull, stubby points. The reptiles were still in contention. Your final shooter, called the bats. Orr glided to the center line. If he missed the goal, the Knox won. If he made it, there would be sudden death. Standing in the goal, Dawn clenched her jaw. She had to stop this shot, but she knew she lacked the reflexes of a natural goalkeeper. The Fox glanced at the sidelines. For some of her teammates, sudden death would mean sudden death. Oh, goodness, Tobin said. He saw Dawn drop her head. She looked like she bore the weight of the world on her shoulders. The bats flapped their wings and flew above center line, ready to blow their whistles. Wait, Tobin shouted from the sideline. Everyone gasped as the injured pangolin limped out on the floor with his kiwi. What are you doing? Asked Dawn. You've got a sprained foot. Tobin looked at the Fox. He thought of her strength and her leadership, how she never let anyone down and was too proud to ask for help. I can do this, he said. Let me take care of this one. Dawn locked eyes with the determined pangolin. I know you can, said the Fox. She patted Tobin on the scales and then made her way toward the sideline. Tobin, she called over her shoulder. The pangolin met his friend's gaze. Dawn's whisker curled up as she smiled. Thank you, she whispered. Boris mounted a stone near his bench.
Enough already, he screamed. On with the game.
Dawn hurried to the sidelines as Tobin took his position on the goal line. The bats whistled and dropped the spider. With gentle flicks of his wrist, Orr controlled the spider by barely touching it with the tip of the kiwi's beak. Tap, tap, tap. Orr moved slowly toward the Knox goal, letting the pressure build on Tobin. Tap, tap, tap. Seconds felt like hours. Orr seemed to be taunting the pangolin with his slow approach. Tap, tap, tap. The pangolin trembled. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. He stammered over and over again. With bad vision and a bad foot, Tobin started to panic. Tap, tap, tap. Tobin glanced at the sideline. He looked at Ciro, Dawn, the coyotes. Their eyes gleamed with hope. Then he saw Cora. The wombat smiled and touched her nose. Tap, tap, tap. Suddenly, Tobin's foot didn't hurt. The pangolin tightened his grip on his kiwi. The nose knows. The nose knows, Tobin repeated and braced himself for the shot. The nose knows. He closed his eyes. Tap, tap, tap. He was in the dark world again. The crowd felt louder, closer. Tobin took a deep breath. Aromas filtered into his nose, adding color to the darkness. The glowing pool smelled like grass. The jerboas smelled like sweat. And ore smelled like salt. He could sense the croc rushing toward him, but he was not scared anymore. Tap, tap, tap. Orr raised his kiwi. The crowd froze in suspense. Thwack! Harry rocketed through the air, a line drive to the top right corner of the net. All eyes were glued on the spider, all eyes except for the goalies. With his eyes still pressed shut, Tobin waited. He could smell a small object approaching. Sniff, sniff. There was an odd vinegar smell to spiders. He used to find it quite unpleasant, but somehow he had gained a new appreciation. Sniff, sniff. Strangely, the tarantula seemed to smell slightly sweeter when it was spinning to the left rather than to the right. Tobin had no idea why this might be, but he could detect the hint of that sweetness now. Sniff, sniff. He extended his left paw. Thwack! Orr stood motionless. The challengers held their breath, and their jerboas went wild. Whizz! Four whistles blasted, marking the end of the game. No goal, said the bats. No goal. Deafening cheers filled the room and echoed down the stone halls. The sea sparkles shone extra bright. The cave lit up with joy. All of the knocks swarmed the floor and hoisted Tobin on their shoulders. We did it, they shouted. We won. The jerboas and the other kidnapped animals rushed to congratulate the winning team. Joe ran up to his sister and gave her a long, tearful hug. Audrey nuzzled Ajax with her nose. The mink, possum, raccoon, and honey badger thanked their saviors. Only the Crocs team remained off to the side, sulking and furious. Except for Boris, of course. Long after the rest of the animals calmed down, he was still clapping and shouting. Dawn approached the jubilant crocodile with her tail held high. Good game, she said with a smile. Then she turned to the rest of the Crocs. Well done. The fox bowed as a sign of respect. Boris grinned. And thank you, continued the fox. For what? Boris asked. For agreeing to the terms of the game. For granting us freedom to leave. The crocodile's snout twitched and his eyes flickered. What? He roared. You're not going anywhere. I need you. Of course we're going, said Dawn. That was our deal. Never trust a crocodile, said Boris. He flipped the strange red tube up in the air. For once, Dawn found herself speechless. Boris was breaking his word. Her mouth hung ajar. I must meet the coachers, Boris shouted. The coachers! Don't you understand? Finally, I am a coacher with a great team. The fox's eyes were wide with confusion. Yes, she began. You are a coach, but... No, screamed the croc. A coacher! A coacher! Boris wrung his claws in the air. Enough of this. Miss, B, Hay, V, Or, seize them all. Block the exits. They're not going anywhere.